Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
And the crowd roars. Yo, check this out. It's your boy, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Beautiful, hot day in California, Saturday afternoon, and it's beautiful. And I'm sitting up here watching the Clippers game, and I'm mad already. Score is 8-20. Well, it's 11-20. Clippers is losing right now, but that's okay because they got the hottest team in the league right now, so I'm not worried. It's still early. Just got started. So, you know, if you just now joining me, you listen to Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Haha, you'll check this out. WTB Networks, Blog Talk Radio, they all supporting us. And if you on Twitter, I said this a million times, I'm going to say it again. If you're on Twitter, you better come and support me at Sparks5678, my boy Eric Zuley at Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, at WTV Network, at Blog Talk Radio, at Easy Way Broadcast. And if you're on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting, and your boy Shane Sparks. And let me get into it right now. I can't wait because we got six more days. I think it's about six more days until we get back into the Latin Flavor audition callbacks. We got, I don't know if you're on Facebook right now, but if you're on Facebook, you've been following me. If you're on Twitter, you've been following me. We've had all these, like, kids from Disney, from Nickelodeon, from every little dance crew, from all the TV shows. They've been just crazy, going crazy, because we put the list of callbacks back in on the you got me all tied up right now. Put the callback list up on Facebook, and the kids are going crazy, calling back like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. We're putting together the hottest show right now. So if you're listening, if you didn't get the info, and if you didn't get to audition, I was told to tell you this. Latin Flavor callbacks are May 2nd at Debbie Reynolds in Los Angeles, California, 6 to 10 p.m. If you don't know where that's at, look it up, Debbie Reynolds. We are taking late submissions. We're not taking any more videos right as of right now unless you get it directly to me. But we are taking late submissions because a lot of people were either working, they didn't hear about it, I don't know how they didn't hear about it, or they just couldn't make it. So we're giving this opportunity to you to come and show up your stuff because we still want to get the hottest dancers in the world. But unfortunately, everybody can't fly to L.A., so we're trying to get the best out here right now. You know, so we got a great callback coming up. I need everybody to pay attention and make sure y'all all come up. If you got somebody that's between the age of like 8 to 16 and they 4'8" to 5'5", you better hit me up. You better hit me up on my Twitter. And you better come to this audition because we're about to make some stars. This show has the potential to have so many different spinoffs for clothes, for all type of merchandise, you know, for movies, for kid commercials, for all kind of stuff. And my clothing line, if you haven't heard about my clothing line, it's called Dance Mongers Unite. Dance Mongers Unite, DMU. Basically, you wear my clothes, you're a dance monger. And if you don't know what a dance monger is, let me explain it to you. Dance monger is a person that eats, sleeps, and lives dance. No matter what they're doing or where they at, they always thinking about dance. Ain't no second, no, you know how people say, I got a plan B, plan C? No plan B, no plan C. It's all plan A, and that's dance. That's how I live my life. That's how all my boys lived our lives, lived their lives, and that's how we did it, and that's how I made it to the top. So that dance line is for the people who eat and sleep and live dance. And if you do that, then you wear my clothing line. That unites us. That's why it's called Dance Among Us Unite, because we're going to be united. And when I see you out, if I'm at any of the Pulse or Monsters or whatever, just visiting or doing choreography or whatever, you know what I mean, if I'm just out there and I see you wearing that, it's like a secret code. Put the fists in the air, and we all know we're united because we dance mongers. Dance mongers unite for life. Get it. Yo, I'm going to a song real quick because everybody's still requesting the same old song, and I'm getting mad because I'm trying to get this artist to come on my show so we can, so y'all can get to know who she is, but it will be coming really, really, really soon. But yo, this is my girl, Alizé, Code Red. And if you know what Code Red means, hit me up on my Twitter. Hit me up on my Facebook. Let's do it. Trying to make it. I'm taking new artists. If you got some hot music, you got hot tracks, you got a dope concept, hit me up. I will play it and I would love to talk to you and let everybody know your struggle, what you've been through. If you got a story you want to tell, let me know because I'll definitely put you on blast so everybody can see that you go last. I'm not trying to rhyme, I swear. It's just coming out like that, I promise. But yo, this is your boy Shane Sparks. Remember the girl that I had on here a long time ago, a couple weeks ago? Her name was Jalissa Lynn. If you don't know who Jalissa Lynn is, please go look her up at, on Instagram or whatever. Trust me, you'll be calling me back. But she is about to release her single, and we're actually shooting her video tomorrow, Sunday. So I just want to let everybody know to be looking out for that. We're going to shoot tomorrow. We're going to be down in Hollywood somewhere doing our thing. And I just told her that I'd give her a shout-out. And if anybody want to come down, you can go check out Jalissa's Instagram and her Facebook and her Twitter, and you will know exactly where we're going to be at because we need everybody to come and support. So, yeah, so get ready for my girl Jalissa. She's a hottie, and she's doing this for the first time. She's an actress, and she's models. She does a little bit of everything, and I'm definitely trying to support her and get her in there. You never know. She could be the next J-Lo. She could be the next Rihanna. She could be the next whatever. You could be anybody you want to, but I'm just letting you know, I broke her first. You heard about her first through me, and hopefully when the next time y'all see her, she'll be have this hot. fall in love with her, and everybody would be calling me up like, I remember when you talked about her. I remember her. I'm going to her show. I want to be in her next video. Yo, so if you're listening to this, let me know if you like this song. Going down, Jalissa Lynn, we doing it big.
Hey, you ain't
called Model Chat. And basically you can just basically know what it's about. It's about hot models that are established already in the industry telling their stories, talking about how they got in the game, what they went through, the ups and the downs. You know, it's funny because I never realized how much I want to know about what models go through until I met a lot of them. And a lot of them aren't that happy at the end of the day, you know, because they have to starve themselves. They have to look a certain way. They have to dress a certain way. They have to act a certain way. It's such a crazy job to have, you know what I mean? But some of them are very successful. Some of them make a lot of money, and there's a lot of girls that want to get into it. So she's going to be bringing these hot models that already have been through it or they're up and coming to tell y'all what it's like and what to look forward to. Not saying that it's all bad. But, you know, I just want y'all to be prepared. It's the same thing I talk about in this dance world. It's a lot of good stuff, and it's a lot of bad stuff. It's about your journey. And me, personally, I'm trying to prevent you from going through the bad. And hopefully Jalissa's show can stop the new models coming up from going through a bunch of drama, because once you hear something, it kind of makes you think. And if you take heed to it, you can avoid the scam artists and all these fake models out here and all these modeling agencies that have you come in and pay $400, $800 right off the bat to get pictures taken from their friend who really charges $10. You know what I mean? We want to stop that, because it's not about that, man. We want people to come out here and succeed. We want dreams to come true and not people just getting all tricked and psyched and, you know what I mean, and sent back home. The worst thing in the world, is to come out here to pursue your dream and go home in like a year or two. Back to all the people who was like, I'm going online, I'm going to back home to Florida, I'm going to New York, I'm going to Miami, I'm going to all these places, and then you go back home without anything, because nobody warned you about the sex demons. The people that would keep you off, throw you out to the dog, man. Be careful. So if you miss the land, you better do a thing. So somewhere around May, maybe the night day yet, but somewhere around May, should be airing or so. And if you're a model, you're trying to get into the game, check her out. And some of you who don't know, now you know, that a tour about to go into the interview tour. Check this out. I'm sure you've been watching Easy Show. Yeah, he brought that with your boy. You know what I mean? Check this out. We got the Ochoa boys. And, you know, they compare Kings and Aunt Carly and all that good stuff. We got the Dolls, of course, and my girls, killing it. And we also have a duet with the Ochoa boys and the Dolls. You got to see what I did with these kids. It's crazy. Then I got this new artist. She's very, very special. Her name is Karina. She is crazy vocally, talking about singing. This is Christina Aguilera with a little bit of Rihanna tone, a little bit of Beyonce sassiness and vocals. She's that cold, but then she looks like, oh God, she looks like Beyonce and Jennifer Lopez, they had a baby together. That fine, okay? And then we got your boy Kenton. I think Kenton Duty should take it up. Yeah, he's going to be out there after 4 weeks. And then you got your boy Gino Seeger. I can't say his last name, but I think it's Gino Seeger. She's going to pair Kings, I think. So it's going to be a big show, and I'm just going to come out and check it out. If you know where Valencia is, it's going to be at Valencia High School May 4th at 7 p.m. I repeat, Valencia High School May 4th at 7 p.m. So go out there and check them out. Go out and support my boys, my girls. Support everybody that's going out there to perform, because everybody out here trying to do their thing. Everybody out here trying to make it. And everybody's support matters. And I want to go back a little bit. If you got music, I was telling y'all earlier to submit your stuff so I can put you out and let everybody know who you are. Even if you ain't got no money, we just try to show people, you know, the new talent out there, and hopefully you get signed. But you could tell your friends, your sisters, your brothers, your uncles, anybody that's got some hot stuff to send their stuff to easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. All submissions and comments will be accepted there. So if you got something that's hot, you got a new single that you want to drop, you got anything you want to talk about, you got a new video coming out, yo, leave a comment, or you can send in your hot tracks. I'll just say your hot tracks, because I don't know if it's going to be hip-hop, if it's going to be R&B, if it's going to be rock and roll, whatever it is, I support it all. So make sure you drop your stuff off, easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. If you have something on your mind, you know you could call me at 914-338-1303. I'm going to repeat that again. I'm going to try to make it easier. 914-338-1303. Did that confuse y'all? Confuse the heck out of me. 914-338-1303. Call me up. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm doing it like I do it because this is why I do it. My girl Eva, I was just with her the other day. She's getting ready to do some more shows, so I told her I'd play a song. But, yo, check me out. If you got any questions, hit me up. This your girl Eva, Universe, and we're coming to talk about it.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Four in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside, yeah. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything. Come on, turn up the fight, just one time, make me wonder. is this the last time I open my door to see both of your hands up? If there's no tough love to keep us in touch, will you be mine to get bored of? Then I had a dream about it, what I wanna live without ugly days. If you're always on my side, then what happens when the ride is over, babe? Why is it that you always surrender? Bleed a little bit, bleed a little bit. Come on, put up a fight just one time, make me wonder. Scream a little bit, scream a little bit. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why.
See her in LA, I'll definitely keep y'all updated on what's going on, because she's got a lot of shows going on. It's my girl Eva. She's doing her thing. I've been working with her for a minute, man. She was a little baby when I met her. Now she's out there rocking the stage. I love it. Yo, if you live in Houston. Check it out. If you live in Houston, I'm going to be out there May 17th, 18th, and 19th just for fun. My friend's having a graduation, and I'm going to go out there and check it out. I've been knowing this girl since she was about 16 years old, and she came to L.A. to take classes from me, and it's crazy because we continued to be friends this whole time, you know what I mean? She's 22 now. Like, this is crazy. She's graduating from college, and her family is, like, really good friends of mine, and they fly me out to do work with her and get her ready for auditions and stuff like that, and she's a dancer at heart, you know what I mean? And she's fire, and I love her, and I miss her every time I don't see her. And I'm going to be out in Houston supporting her. Can't wait to watch her walk the plank and get her diploma. It's crazy because I remember when she was in school. She graduated high school. Then she was like, I'm about to go to college. Man, this life is crazy. Now she's graduating college, and she's super, super smart. So I'm going to be out in Houston. Anybody out in Houston, let me know what's up. I want to go out to some clubs. I want to hang out because I never get to chill when I'm out there. I'm always working. So I'm actually going to be out there just chilling. So hit me up on my Twitter. Let me know what's going on in Houston, Texas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dancer. We're doing it big. I got a call on the line. Let me see who this is on the line. 917. Who could this be? Calling me up on my phone. Yo, this your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dancer. Who could this be? 513. Got to be somebody I know.
What? I know. Hey, my name is Marco English. I'm a dancer in Cincinnati.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What's on your mind?
I'm just about to graduate college, but I'm currently a dance teacher, and I was just trying to wonder, like, how did you start, you know, when you started teaching? Well, I wonder if you actually started a Millennium Dance Studio, or did you actually, you know, like, start teaching
there?
I'm
going to tell you this. Turn your TV down first.
Okay, I got it.
Yes, turn it down.
Okay.
Or off.
All right.
Okay, can you hear me? All right, I'm just going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real with you because that's all I do. When I lived in Cincinnati, dude, all I had was talent shows to deal with.
Okay.
That was it. We went to Woodward Talent Show, Aiken Talent Show, Mount Healthy Talent Show. That's all we did. Me, Chris, Keith Sperling, all that. The thing that separated us from everybody else is because we already knew we were superstars in our mind, and there was nothing going to stop us. I never opened up a dance studio in Cincinnati. I never opened up a dance studio when I went to L.A. My first job in L.A. was teaching at a dance studio, and that was Moore Landis, which is the Millennium now. And the reason I say it's hard to tell you what your steps should be, because everything in my life happened in the weirdest way. You know what I mean? I didn't go to L.A. to teach classes. I never came here for that. I came to L.A. in a singing group. So when I came in my group in Cincinnati, we danced. We was in crews, we battled, but then we realized, like, dude, like, L.A., I mean, Cincinnati ain't really got nothing else for us. So we decided to start a singing group because we knew with singing, we could sing and sell records, and people would want to see us, you know, they could see the commodity in us. So we flew to L.A. as a singing group, got a record deal, lost the record deal, but that's what got me to L.A. I didn't go to L.A. to teach class. I didn't even go to L.A. to dance. I went to L.A. to make it as an artist with my talent. When the group got dropped, then I needed to make money. So I was always going to dance studios, and a friend of mine was like, let me take you up to the studio where they teach hip-hop. And I'm from Cincinnati. You're from Cincinnati. Before I came to L.A., I never heard the word hip-hop explaining dance to me. We were street dancers. That's all we did. We street danced. The hip-hop was just something that was just put on everything or whatever. I don't know why they did that. But it's a culture. It's not the style. You know what I mean? So So after that, I started going to Morlandis, and somebody saw me and was like, you look like you know how to dance. Why don't you teach the class? So the reason I'm telling you this is because everybody's route is different. There's no secret to it. But all I can say is whatever you do, be cold at it. And when the time comes for you to make that move, do not let nobody distract you. Like I said, I didn't have a plan B. I didn't have a plan C. And because I'm talented and I'm smart, I know I could have done something else. I wasn't afraid of failing, but I wasn't going to fail. You know what I mean? But I stuck in there, and I came out here to this place, and it's a crazy place. And I'm going to tell you this. When you come out here, don't come out here to make friends. Don't come out here to fall in love. Don't do that. Come out here ready to work your butt off. Come out here on fire. You meet people, meet them as dancer friends. Don't meet them as, oh, this is my best friend, because I swear you will get stabbed. You will get you will get robbed. I'm saying this from experience. They will, and when I say stab, not like stabbed in the knife. I'm talking about like stabbed in the back. You know what I mean? They will get you, and you'll be like, "What just happened, man?" So the people that you have in your life right now, as far as your friends and your dance friends, please stay loyal to them and keep them in your team, because those are the ones that's gonna be there when all the drama happens. But coming back to you and me as dancers, if you decide to come to LA, remember everything I'm telling you. And if you're trying to do something in Cincinnati, I applaud you, because Cincinnati needs somebody there to control the dance world, because nobody controlled it when I was younger. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I know what you mean. I'm just trying to, you know, trying to see if I need to stay here, or because I was contemplating moving to Florida, so I was just trying to, you know, get a perspective on, you know, something that I need to, that's like bigger than me, but I want to do something that, you know, because like my whole soul teaching, my whole soul thing is teaching. I don't want to, you know, be big and famous. I just want to, you know, teach and, you know, become
successful
with that. So that's
all I want to do. Do you have any avenues to open up a studio, or is there anybody in your corner to help you do that, or is it just something you're just thinking about?
It's something I'm just thinking about. I teach at many different studios, and, like, I get paid here and there, but I just, you know, want to be stationary. I want to know, like, the foundation of, you know, starting, you know, this foundation and build up from there, and, you know, just trying to have some place where, you know, because, like, things build up and then they shut down. I don't want that to happen.
Right,
I want
exactly.
To build up and be big, and, you know, everybody has a place to go to express themselves and everything like that, so it's just
exactly.
Something I
want to check. Have a plan, man. You just have a plan. Exactly what you're saying is so cold, because if you have a plan, and when you open up your doors, you promote the heck out of it before the doors are open. You letting people know that I'm giving you a place to express yourself. I'm going to have all different styles of dance. And when you come here, you're going to feel like you're a ballerina. You're going to feel like you're a hip-hop dancer. You're going to feel like you're a street dancer. You're going to feel like you jazz. You're going to feel like, you know, crump. You're going to feel like that, because when you open up your place, you're going to have to spend a little money. But you should spend, you should fly a couple teachers down there, you know what I mean? Like every month you should have somebody from L.A., New York, Miami, or somewhere that's hot, that's got a hot, you know, following, and fly them there. And so you could just say, the day you open, say, yo, I got your boy Tie-Dyes, one of the hottest crumpers in the world, coming to my studio to open it up. Y'all better be there. You know what I mean? You got to do something different, because you could fall right in the cuts, like in the cracks of everybody else, and just be having a big old overhead and no students. You know what I mean? You got to give them something different.
Right. Thanks, man.
You feel me? No problem, man. Good luck. I'm going to be in Cincinnati soon, so when I'm coming, I'm going to announce it, man. I'd like to meet you, all right?
All right, thanks.
My man, talk to you later. Peace. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks, playing the dance, and I'm out of here. Yo, check this out. That was a dope conversation, huh? That was a dope conversation. Well, all I got to say right now is everybody that's listening to my show, if you got questions like that, let me know. I don't know everything. I would tell you this, I don't know everything, but I know a lot because I've been through a lot. I've seen a lot of stuff. Everything that happened to me good was blessings. Everything that happened to me negatively was a blessing because I learned from everything that ever happened to me. When I went to court and went through all that crazy stuff that I had to go through over some bull, I learned so much about myself, about my friends, about my family, about my life, what's important and what's not important. It has to happen because if it doesn't, you'll go through blind. And what happens is you'll be older and you'll look back and you'll be like, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I pay more attention to my neighbors? Why didn't I pay more attention to my girlfriend? Or if you got a boyfriend or my mother, my sister, my cousins, my friend, why didn't I pay more attention to those things? Because you get so caught up. This L.A. world will have you caught up, and it will make you think that nothing else is important but making it. And all of a sudden, 10 years go by, and you'd be like, that's crazy. I got nieces and nephews that's 15 years old. I ain't never even met them. Like, it's crazy like that. So do me a favor. Take heed to what I'm saying. Do what you do. Love what you do, but do not get lost because this world is crazy, man. This is your boy, Shane Sparks, and I'm signing out. Today is Saturday. And it's beautiful, so I'm about to get out. My boy Brooklyn J has got a show today, so I'm about to go support him. We got meetings today with clothing lines trying to get this show together. So wish me luck on everything that I'm doing, and I will see y'all in the future. And it's Dance Forever. Planet Dance, Shane Sparks. Easy, my man. Peace.
You're listening to Planet Dance, where Dan lives.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.